USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An arrest has been made for the murder of a Cleveland police detective last night. The suspect behind bars in connection with the fatal shooting of 54-year-old Detective James Skernovitz in the line of duty. Police say they're still looking for two other suspects. The nation's jobless rate has fallen below 10% for the first time since the pandemic began in March. Eleni Karageorge of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says it went from 10.2% in July to 8.4% last month. Bigger drop than economists expected. And job creation also beat expectations.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 1.4 million in August. These improvements in the labor market reflect a continued resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Reports are a man wanted for killing a pro-Trump activist in Portland, Oregon last Saturday night. Michael Royenall was killed last night when a federal fugitive task force tried to arrest him near Olympia, Washington, and a gunfight broke out. Earlier, Royenall had told Vice News he'd fatally shot Aaron Danielson last Saturday, but said it was in self-defense. The victim was part of a pro-Trump vehicle caravan that rolled through Portland during ongoing protests against racial injustice. Ahead of the long Labor Day weekend, Chicago police say they're being proactive to try to keep the city safe from violence. It's part of what's been deemed Operation Clean. Police Superintendent David Brown says an elite unit of police officers has already been cleaning up the streets, seizing illegal guns, and that will continue through the weekend.
We have an all-hands-on-deck approach to protecting our city, and I encourage everyone to relax this weekend.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It appears the federal government might be able to avoid a shutdown at the end of this month. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Trump administration have reportedly informally agreed so far to work up a stopgap funding bill that would keep a shutdown off the table until after the election. It would also be something separate from the ongoing talks on a new coronavirus stimulus package. There are now 20 deaths related to Hurricane Laura in the state of Louisiana, where state health officials yesterday confirmed another 2 fatalities from the storm, one blamed on extreme heat and the other from carbon monoxide poisoning. 4 victims in the past 2 days were said to have died from heat-related illnesses linked to the storm, and almost half of that entire death toll of 20 were related to carbon monoxide poisoning. And the Pentagon is now officially shutting the door on Stars and Stripes, the military newspaper that's been around since the Civil War. No explanation's been given for shuttering the newspaper. The Pentagon says it will be done by the end of the month. The newspaper still currently serves over 1 million active duty forces, veterans, and others. A bipartisan group of senators very unhappy about this move by the Pentagon, sending a letter to Defense Chief Mark Esper urging reconsideration. Find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.